Today's shiur is in Bava Metzia on Daf Yutes. We will begin on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis with the last four words on the Amud. Begins the Gemara. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, as we go to Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, Irchis Legito Be Midrasha. He lost a get in the Beis Medrash, and the Bnei Yeshiva found the get. Now Rashi, the top Rashi here on Yutes Amud Aleph, says, Shehoye Shliach Lahavi. He was a Shliach to bring this get. And after we finish the short sugi here, we'll go back to this Rashi. Why specifically did Rashi say that it was a shliach? Maybe it was his own get that he was giving to his wife. We'll see that in a few moments. So Irchus Legita Bei Midrasha, he lost this get in the Beis Medrash. It was found by the Bnei Yeshiva. And then Rabbi Rachana said, Omar E. Simna, if you, Bnei Yeshiva, if you require that I give you a simon, that it is the get that I was a shliach for. Isli begave, I have a certain simon that I know shows that this was the get. Etvias eina, if you're going to require from me that I have a tvias ayin in it, isli begave, I have that also. Now Rashi gives us the definition of tvias ayin in the Divrei HaMaskil Ibid tvias ayin. He says, Makiroi ani biksav yidea cipher. I know the handwriting of the cipher and the edim. I know the dimensions, how long, how wide. And Rashi gives a marshal. Ka'odom ha-makiris chaveroi b'tviyas ayin shetava by vein by simit. When you see someone, his face, you may not see a particular simit on his face, who he is, but you see the general gestalt of his face. You have a tvias ayin, who this person is. So the same thing, a tvias ayin doesn't mean a particular simon, a hole next to a certain letter, for example, but rather just the whole outlook of how the shtar looks, the handwriting, the dimensions, etc. Yeah, this looks like the get that I lost. So if you require tvias ayin, I have that as well. Ahadrul Nalei. So based on what he was saying, they gave it back to him. Apparently, he told them both his simon, and he said, "I have a tvias ayin." When they gave it back to Rabbi Rechana, Omar, he said, "Lo yadana, I don't know. E mishum simna adrul Nalei." They didn't explain why they gave it back. So I don't know if they gave it back to me because of a simon, because savri simonim deraisa. And they hold in the discussion that the Gemara has had previously, whether Simonim are Rabban or Daraisa, they would hold that Simonim are Daraisa. E mishum tvias ena drew nalei, or they gave it back because of a tvias ayin. And if that were the case, daf get surma de Rabbanan. That would only be because I'm at surma de Rabbanan, a Talmud Chacham, and only a Talmud Chacham is believed with the tvias ayin, aval inishta amalei. But a regular person would not be believed with tvias ayin. So I don't know why they gave it back to me. Now let's see the top Tosfos here, who tells us a very clear pshat in Simonim Deraisa, Simonim Derabbanan, Negeya this Gemara. Rashi, the Tosfos says, E Simonim Deraisa beget, Nami Madrinan. As Rashi explains in the second of the short lines, Shaloi Amarti Simon Muvik, Vexiruli. I didn't tell them a Simon Muvik. I told them a Simon, but not a Simon Muvik. So if we're speaking about a regular Simon, that's not a Simon Muvik, then I would only get it back if Simonim is Deraisa. If Simonim is Deraisa, then Tosfos says that you would do it by a get also, you'd give it back. But the E Simonim Derabbanan, if Simonim are only Derabbanan, regular Simonim, so mashem achzerin aveda besimin, the fact that we give back an aveda with a regular simin, she'en oy muvik, that is not a special simin, but rather a regular simin, min rabbonim, mishum de hefker bez nehefker. That reason is because the rabbonim, by money matters, are able to take money from one person and give it to the other. So they accepted a simin, min rabbonim. Ava midaraisa, ba midaraisa, if you hold simonim by aveda are only mid rabbanan valid, it means that on a deraisa level you need either a simon muvik, a special simon, or you need edim. The rabbanan by monetary matters have a power that they can say will accept a regular simon, not a simon muvik, because of the din of hefker bez nefker. But now, if you hold simon madrabanan, v'get nami the isseru by get, which is an isser, and not a monetary matter, loy mahadrin and al b'simon muvik, then you'd only give it back with a simon muvik. So what Rabbi Berachana was saying here, based on Rashi and Tosfos, is that I only gave them a regular simon. I didn't give them a simon muvik. So if they gave it back to me because of simon, it must be that they hold simon's deraisa, simon madrabanan. Because if it would be madrabanan by a get, you would not give it back. Because the only reason, if you hold simonim derabanan, that we give back an aveda is because it's monetary. Hefker bez nefker. That doesn't apply to a get. So they wouldn't have given it back. If they gave it to me back because of a simon, a regular simon, it must be that they hold simonim deraisa. But it could be, on the other hand, that they gave it to me back not because of simonim, they gave it back to me because of a tvius ayin. But tvius ayin would only help because I'm a tsurma derabanan. By a regular person, it wouldn't help. Now, let's go back to that Rashi. Why did Rashi say that Rav Rechana was only a shliach here? So the Maram Shif in Gittin, the Chav Zayin Amud Beis, says that Rashi felt improbable that Rav Rechana was divorcing his own wife, because we know, the Gemara tells us in the end of Gittin, how painful it is that someone should divorce a wife. So Rashi felt that it wasn't Mistavri that Rabbi Rechana was trying here to divorce his own wife. Must be that he was a shliach. However, other achronim give a more lumdish teretz than this factor that Rashi, that the Maram Shif brings. They say that Rashi understood from the Gemara he had to be a shliach. Why? The Gedulei Shmuel says that if Rabbi Rechana was actually the Baal of the get, then he had a migui. What does he have to try to tell them that this is the get I lost through simonim or tvius ayin? And we have a whole shaila simonim deraisa, simonim rabbanan. He has a migui. You give a new get. What is it? LMI, since the Gemara doesn't say we believe Rabbi Rechana because he has a migui, if you're not going to accept it that this is my get, I'll write her a new get. Apparently he was a shliach. With a shliach, he doesn't have a migui. He can't say believe the shliach because he could make a new get. The shliach has no power to make a new get. So therefore, since we get into the whole inyan of simonim and tvius ayin, it must be that it was not a baal here in the Rabbi Rechana, but rather he was a shliach. The Beis Aaron and the Machzeh Avram, they give a different teretz. They say that if Rabbi Rechana was in fact the baal here, then we wouldn't say that only tzurma derabanan is believed with tvius ayin. They say that a baal is believed that his get with tvius ayin, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham. Since it says here that it's only because he was a Talmud Chacham, must be that he was not the baal of the get, but rather he was a shliach of the get. Now in the second Tosfos, Aval Inish D'Amaloi, the Rabbeinu Tam tells us that this does not mean that an Amoritz doesn't have tvius ayin, only a Talmud Chacham. He brings a Gemara in Bava Basra that says that somebody who wants to get in a Kedusha, and he wants to get engaged to a woman, and the Talmud Chacham has been spending all his life in yeshiva, and he doesn't exactly know what a woman is all about, so he should take with him an Amoritz. The Amoritz has a Tvius Ayin. Is this a good shidduch for you or not? So you see, an Amoritz does have Tvius Ayin. Rather, Tosfos says, you know why we wouldn't give it back to a plain person? Based on his tvius ayin, says Tosfos, deloy mehemon. He's not believed. Now, it would seem that Tosfos is saying that we only trust the Talmud Chacham, we don't trust the Namoritz. But the Pnei Yeshua learns it differently. The Pnei Yeshua learns it's not a matter of trust. It could be that the Amoritz, in fact, thinks that this is the get that he lost. But the Amoritz, who's not so sensitive to the halachic parameters of what he's doing, it's a get that Yaakov divorced Rachel. Yeah, I had a get that Yaakov divorced Rachel. So, that must be the get. His mind will play tricks on him. It's not that we don't, when Tosfos says loy mehemen, doesn't mean we're chayshish, he's lying. Rather, we're chayshish, he'll make a mistake. However, if an Talmud Chacham, who knows the severity, we're dealing here with an Isser Eishes Ish, with the Issuri Chenek, this is a major piece of paper, parchment here, this shtar, this get, what it's accomplishing, So if he wasn't 100% sure, based on his Tzvius Ayin, he would never say that this is the get that I lost. And that's why we only believe that the Chacham knows with his Tzvius Ayin that this, in fact, is the get that he lost. If you look in Rashi, however, Rashi says the words, from Rashi, it would seem, in fact, that Rashi's learning that a Talmud Chacham doesn't lie, and an Amoritz would lie. But the Pnei Yeshua learns Tosfos, as we have just explained. Continues the Gemara, Gufa. We learned before, on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Matzah get Isha B'shuk, if he found a get Isha in the marketplace, Bizman Shabal Moide, if the Baal is Moide that he gave this get to his wife, Yachshel Isha, you should give it back to the woman. Ain't a Baal Moide, if the Baal is not Moide, Lo Yachshel, Lo Lezev, Lo Lezev, he should not give it back to the wife or to the husband. Says the Gemara, Bizman Shabal Moide Miya Yachshel Isha, but if the Baal is Moide, we do give it back to the woman. Wait a second, why do we give it back to the woman? Velechish, let us be afraid. Shema, cause of litten ben nissen. In the get, it's written the date nissen. But let's be afraid, maybe the husband wrote the get in nissen. He was thinking of divorcing his wife. He had a cipher write the get in nissen. But v'loy notzen la tishrei. He didn't actually give it to his wife until tishrei. V'ozo bal, and between nissen and tishrei, the husband went. Zovin peiri min nissen va tishrei. He sold fruit of the nichsei melug. Nichsei melug are fruit of a property that the wife inherited, and the Chachamim gave the husband a right to eat the peiris, either to eat it or sell the peiris. They're called nichsei melug, from the lashon melug, is like plucking off feathers off a chicken, a bird. In other words, the husband plucks the peiris from the karka. He doesn't own the karka itself. That belongs to his wife. But he plucks the peiris, either eating them themselves or the proceeds that comes from selling it. So he had a right, al pi din. If he didn't divorce his wife until Tishrei, to this chus of nichsei melug, he had a right from this until Tishrei. So he went ahead and sold the peirim in nissen vat Tishrei. Now if we found the get, which is dated nissen, and we're going to give it back to the wife. So mafka legita, she'll produce her get, the cost of the nissen, that in the get it's written that it was, it's a get dated nissen. Va'asya lemitra v'kucha shalike din. Then she'll go to the people to whom the husband sold the peiris from nissen till tishrei, and she'll say, wait a second, I have a get. I was divorced in nissen, and the peiris that my husband sold to you, they were really my peiris. He lost his nichsei melug once he divorced me. So give me back the peiris, or the value of the peiris that you received from my husband. So, ha nichel aman diyamar. It's good, according to the man diyamar, we have a machloikis, a mesech, the gittin, and the yud zayin, and the beis. Kivin shenasin ein of legarsha shuvein labal peiris. At what point does the husband lose his chus and nichsei melug? So one man diyamar there in Gittin Yud Zayin Amud Beis says that as soon as the husband looks at his wife and is thinking that he wants to divorce her, he already loses. The chachamim took away their takana that he gets the peiris nichsei melug. So then shapir. Then it's very good that in fact will return the get to the wife, even though she only received it in Tishrei, but he was already thinking in Nissen to divorce her. Varaya, he hired a cipher to write a get in Nissen. And this Mandi Amar holds, as soon as you thought about divorcing your wife, you lose the schus. So in fact, there's no fraud here on the part of the wife. She's entitled based on the get, date in the get, and it doesn't matter when she received the get. El lemandiyomer yesh lebal peiris atchas nesina. But according to that mandiyomer in Gittin Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that what? Who argues? And he says that even if he was thinking of divorcing his wife, but in fact he keeps the schus of the peiris nichsei melug until the actual giving of the get, which was in Tishrei. So then, in fact, he was entitled to sell it to the Lekuchos. Now we're going to return the get that's dated Nissen. She's going to go to the Lekuchos to demand the peiris back. So how can we give it back? The question is, how can we give it back to, according to that man, the Omer, how can we give it back to the woman? Ma'ayik lemeimer, what can you say? So the Gemara answers, we have an Eitzah. ki asi lemitra, when she will come to lekuchais and say, you owe me the payrus that my husband sold you from this until Tishrei, amrina lo, we will tell her, I see raya, bring a proof, amos mata gita chliyada. We can return the get to show that she's divorced. As far as hilchas ishus is concerned, she has a valid get. You have a shaila of when the get actually went into effect. She'll have to prove that in fact she received, she'll have to have edim that saw that she received the get in Nissan, and if she doesn't have such proof, she won't be able to be mitzi from the lekuches. So we have an etza. Ask the Gemara, if you have this etza, I have a question from a Mishnah that we learned before in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Umayshna Mishtari Choiv, how is this case of get different than a star of a note of indebtedness, a star choiv, the snan, that we learned in that Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Beis? Matzah Shtari Choiv, a person found a star choiv. So, im yesh ben achrayis lechasim, if written into the shtar chov, there is a clause that says that if the loive sells any of his property after the loan is made, and when the malve comes to collect his debt, the loive says, I have no money. So the malve says, what about that property that you used to own? So, einachanami, if it was sold after the time of the loan, then there's a lien on that property, and the malv is able to go to the lekuchais and take back that property in order to satisfy the debt that the loiva owes him. So if there's achrayis nechasim that's written into the shtar choiv, then lo yachzer, you should not return it to the malv. Ve'u kimna, and we said that what is this case speaking about? Kishachayiv moide. It's a case where the loiva is moide, that the debt has not yet been paid to the malv. So why don't we return the shtar choiv to the malva? What are we worried about? We're worried about the following scenario. Umishum shema kosov lulvis ben nissen. The date of the loan is nissen. So in fact, they wrote the date in the shtar nissen. But v'loilova atishrei. He had come to the malva and he said, could you lend me some money? He came in nissen. They wrote up a shtar choiv in nissen. But the actual loan took place only in Tishrei. So now what's going to happen? If you're going to return the shtar choiv to the malva, the katarif lekuchai shalaykedin. So let's say between Nissan and Tishrei, the loiva sold the property to the lekuchais, so the malva will now have a shtar choiv that's dated Nissan, and he has a lien based on the date of the shtar choiv on the property, and in fact, the loan only took place in Tishrei. And when the loiva sold it, the sale predated the actual loan, and the lien will not go on that property, because that mechira took place before the loan. So how could we, that's why the din is, that we don't return it to the malva. So, Frank the Gemara, if you have this Eitzin now by Get Isha, we had the same issue by Get Isha of Nissan and Tishrei. So what was the Eitzin that you gave? That if the wife will come to collect from the Lekuchas can say, prove to us when you got your get. If you got it in Nissan, then we have to give it back to you. If you got it in Tishrei, we don't have to give it back to you. So let's do the same thing. Asam Nami. Lahadr, let's give back the Shtar Choiv to the Malva. And the malva will come to the lekuchais, name alay, they should say the same thing. I see raya, amos mat, the shtar choiv liyotcha. Go bring a proof when you received the shtar choiv. Did you receive it from the loiva in Nissan, or did you receive it in Tishrei? If you received it in Nissan, we have to give it to you. If you received it in Tishrei, we don't have to give it to you. We have the same etza. And yet the Mishnah over there, Yud Beis Amud Beis, says that you don't return the shtar choiv. Amri, so the Bnei Yeshiva answered this kasha, and they said the following. Hacha gabi get isha, there's a big difference between get isha and shtar choiv. Why? By a get isha, osi lekeach v'tava. There we're not worried. We know that the lekeach will come and demand of her to prove when did she receive the get. Omar, he will say to himself, the fact that the Rabbanan gave the get back to the woman, if the husband said, yes, I gave her this get, we're going to give it back to the woman, that she shouldn't remain an aguna. They were worried that she's not going to be able to remarry. They wanted to give her a proof that she is a divorced woman. But hashda dekaasi lemitrav, now that she's coming to grab the property away from me, because she says she was divorced in Nissan, tezel v'tesi raya, emes matagit liyata, let her bring me a raya. If she received the get in Nissan, then I have to give up the payers. If she received it in Tishrei, I don't. So he'll think of this strategy. I, the Rabbanan, gave her to get back. That doesn't show that the Rabbanan were validating that the get was actually given in Nissan. The Rabbanan were just validating that she's a divorced woman. That when you give a get, there's two issues. One is is she a married woman or not? So on that, the get shows that she's not married anymore. As far as the Dine Mominus, when did the get take place? There's no proof. They were only giving it back for reason one. For reason two, you have to bring Adam when you receive the get. But ha'cha gabei shtar choyv. But here, the Mishnah on Yud-Beis on Yud-Beis by shtar choyv, lo'asi lekech v'tova. They were worried that the lekech will be intimidated and he won't think of coming to the malva and saying, bring me Adam, bring me a raya when you receive the shtar choyv. Omar de Bach puts in, midadruna later rabbanan l'shtar choyv. If the rabbanan in fact gave back the shtar choyv to the malva, pshita, it's simple that what? That they gave it back because they wanted to enable the malva to collect from the lekeach. Because the maya hilchas adrin alei. What's the reason that they gave it back? Lemitrefu. They gave it back that he should be able to collect. Shema mina kama rabbanan b'milsa umekami didi mata shtar liyade. It must be that this malve received the shtar before the loive sold the field to me, because the loan in fact took place in Nisan and not in Tishrei, and therefore the mechira predated the malve's loan predated the mechira, and memela, the malva can now collect from me. That's what the Gemara says. That's enough gemara. Ask the Torah's Chaim, why should we think that in the case of shtar choyv, he will not be teveh to malva to bring a proof? Maybe the Chachamim gave back the shtar choyv to the malva to show that he's owed something by the loiva. Not to collect from Lekuchais, but to show that he has a debt, that the loiva owes the money. Just like by get. There's two parts to the get, as we explained before. There's the dine issues of the get, whether she's divorced or not. And then there's the dine mominus, whether she should get the nichse malug. And just because the chachamim gave it back is not a proof on the monetary, we could say the same thing by shtar choyv. They gave it back to the malve to show that the loiva owes the money, and at least he'll be able to collect from the loiva, but it doesn't prove that he could collect from the lekuchas. That he'll have to bring Adam. So why are we more worried that the lekeach will not take the legal right to challenge the malve and say, bring a proof that your loan predated the mechira of the loiva? So the Shach in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Mem Gimel, Sif Yud Beis, brings a raya from this kasha to the Ramar Shita. The Ramar Shita is that if you have a Shtar Choyv that has a wrong date, you can't even collect from the loiv. It's worthless. If it doesn't have the right date, not only you can't collect from the lekuchas, unless you bring a raya, you can't even collect from the loiva. So memela, now the Gemara is very good. If the lekeach will think to himself, if the chachamim gave back the shtar choyv to the malva, there must be no other reason except they hold that it's a valid shtar choyv with the correct date. Otherwise, they would have never given it back. Because if not, then it's not even good, it's not a legal document to collect the choyv at all. So if they gave it back, it must be, they say, it's a good. You can collect either from the loiva, or if he has no money, then you can go and collect from the lekuchos. This is the valid date. And therefore, they'll think of not challenging, and that's why by shtar choiv, we don't give it back, and by get isha, we do give it back. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. We learned that shechruri avodim, if somebody found it, it said in the Mishnah, we don't return it to the eved, because I say that shani oimek suvim hoyu v'nim lechalem shloi litman. They were written, he wanted to free his eved, but then in the end, he didn't give it to the eved. Tana rabbanan, the chachamim learned in a brisa, matzah shtar shechur b'shok, if somebody found a star which frees the eved in the shok, bizmancha rav moide, if the rav is moide, then yes, he freed the eved, yachshul eved, he should give it back to the eved. Ain a rav moide, if he's not moide, he should not return it to the eved or to the baal. Now the Gemara says, "Bizman shar Rav Moida Mia Yachzor Leevet." You're telling me that if the Rav is Moida, we do give it back to the Eved. V'amayin why? Neich Hashem Akasav Litan Loi Benisim Loi Lasan Loi Atishrei. The same Gemara like we had before by the Get and by the Shtar Choyf. Why aren't we afraid? The Shtar Shichur is written Nissen. And maybe he only gave it to him in Tishrei. He was thinking of freeing him in Nisan, but he actually freed him in Tishrei. What's going to happen? What problem could happen? The Eved will go. He will acquire property from Nisan till Tishrei. And we have a rule that what? Masha kana Eved kana Raboy. That it belongs to his master. So, the Rav will go. Vizivninu. He will sell it to a third party. Umapig, now that I return the shtar shichur, the get shichur to the eved will be mapig leila shichur, the cost of the nissen, the date of the shtar is nissen, the katar of lekucha shleikadin. Then he'll go to the people that his master sold the property that the eved had acquired, and he'll say, look, the get shichur says that I became a free eved, a free person, in Nissan, and my master had no right to sell to you. Give it back to me. The Rajba asked, why does the Gemara have to say such a case? We could have said a simpler case. That the Rebbe sold the Eved himself between Nissan and Tishrei. So if, how can we give back this Shtar Shichur to the Eved? Maybe he only became free in Tishrei. And that's when his Rebbe gave him the Shtar Shichur. And in the Shtar Shichur, it's written in Nissan. And in between, the Rebbe sold him to somebody else. So if the Shtar Shichur was really in Nissan, then the Rebbe had no right to sell him to somebody else. And if the Shtar Shichur was really in Tishrei, then he is sold to a third party. Because between Nissan and Tishrei, he still was owned by the first master. The first master had a right to sell. So why do we have to make this case that the Eved bought property? Amasher kana Eved kana Rabbi, we could make enough gemina in the Eved himself. Is he a free man or he's not? Did the master have a right to sell him to somebody else or not? So the Rajba says, Eino chinami, but the Gemara wanted to be consistent with the cases that we had before by Get and by Shtar Chov, which were this idea of selling it to a third party, the Nechasim. So we made, but Eino chinami, the Gemara means the Nefkimin will be by the, selling the Eved himself to somebody else. So now the Gemara says, let's see. Ha nichalamandi amar. We have a machloikes masech de gittin, daf, yud, beis, amid, beis. Is it a schus for an eved to become free or not? There's a machloikes. So according to the mandi armor that holds over there in gittin, schus ul eved shiyotz matachas rabbi lecheres, it is a schus for an eved to leave his master and go free. Why? Because he's mutter lovi bakal, he can get married to, and come into klal yisrael. So then, if we also hold Kabaya, Domer, Eid of Bechsum of Zachale, Shapir, then it's good. Abaya says that if it's a schus, so then Eidim, they themselves, by signing on this Get Shichur, even without his knowledge, we have a rule, Zachal La'adam, Shalai Befanav. We're even not in front of him, even without his knowledge, if it's a schus, I can be zayka for you. So Abaya says, if you're going to hold that it's a schus to be a free man, so the Edom can be mezakeh him with his freedom, even without his knowledge, even not giving it to him, so then it'll be good. Because once the Edom signed on this shtar in Nissan, he became a free man. So we have nothing to worry about. What was Achshash? Maybe he only received the get in Tishrei, and the get was written in Nissan. Good! If it was written in Nissan, and it's a schus, so the aid to make him a free man already from Nissan. So then there's nothing to worry about if we're going to give it back to the Eved. El, amandi amr choivu li Eved, shiayetsu betachas yad rabbi lecheiris. No, it's a choiv for him to go to cheiris. Why? Rashi explains, either if he's an Eved of a koyin, he could have eaten truma while he's an Eved, and now he cannot eat truma anymore. Or even if he's an Eved of Yisrael, but he doesn't want a Jewish girl. He would rather have be mutter to a shivcha knanis, as Rashi says, the zilalei, ushchichalei, pritzalei. He'll enjoy himself more with a shivcha knanis, and therefore avde befkera nichalei. He doesn't want to get the cheiris of becoming a frum Jew. So leman yomer choivu lavet shaytzim etachas yad rabbi lecheis ma'ik lemeimer. So then we can't say that the edom were mezakim his freedom already from Nissan. When does he become a free man? Only ein chavin l'adam shloim edatoy. You cannot make a choiv against the person without his knowledge. Only in front of him and by giving it to him when he receives the get. Only in Tishrei. So let's be choishish if we're going to give the get to him in Nissan. Maybe in fact he only became a free man because it's a choiv in Tishrei, and then we have this problem with the properties that were sold in between. So the Gemara answers the same answer that we say by what? By a get isha, the chiasi lemitrav. When he comes to collect from the lekuchais, and he'll say that I became free in Nissan, and my master should never have sold you my property, because I was a free man, and this property belonged to me. And you have to give it back to him, me. I'm reading the way we say to him, I see Raya, Ema, Esmata, Shichur, Liyadach. Go, bring a proof when this Shichur came to your hand. If it came in Nissan, then we'll give it back to you. If it came in Tishrei, not. So here again, just like by get, there's two things. There's the creases of Ishus, and then there's a monetary matter. Here too, there's two things. The Rabbanan, the Lekeach will say, the fact that the Rabbanan gave it back to him does not prove that he became a free man from Nissan. The fact the Rabbanan gave it back to him only proves that he became free. Yes, he became free. That's why the Rabbanan gave it back. He should have a proof that he's a free man. But that's not a proof when he became. On that, he'll have to bring a raya. Depending if he's able to bring a raya, then we'll give it back. If he brings a raya, if he doesn't bring a raya, we won't give it back. Then the Mishnah continued. If somebody found daisaki or shtar or matana, tana Rabbanan, ezu daisaki, what is a daisaki? Daisaki is a contraction of these four words. Da tehei lemekem v'liyos. This, the word daisaki, the dalit is from da, the tuf is tehei, which are the first letters of those two words. The kuf is from lemekam, in the middle of the word, the second last letter. And then the final word is v'liyos, the yud of v'liyos. That's what it stands for, the word daisaki. And what does it mean? It means that this should be valid and lasting. This refers to a matana shchiv mara. We know that a shchiv mara has an advantage that a shchiv mara who's in a deathbed, he's about to die, it's possible that he will somehow survive, but it looks like he's going to die. And it's the nusach, as we'll see on Rashi and Amud Beis, the nusach in the shtar of the shchiv mara is that we were here when this man was lying in his bed. The Chachamim, the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, of Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, they gave a special authority, ability to the shchiv mara that divrei shchiv mara kiksuvin a kibsurin dami. Usually you need a kinyan. But in the case of a shchiv mara, they were afraid that if he's not going to be able to actualize his desire to give a matana to a certain person only with a kinyan, and the person is not here to make a kinyan with him, so they were afraid this would have a negative impact on his health, and he could die because of the stress of what's happening, and therefore they said, you know what, you don't have to make a kinyan. We'll accept it. However, there's a very special provision by a matna shchiv mara that it only works if he dies, because he's only giving it, as Rashi says, on the smach, that he's going to leave this world. If he has Baruch Hashem a refuah shleima, then he's not giving it. Then we neman, we assume that he falls away from his desire to give this matana. So it only goes into effect after the person dies. Tana Rabbana, Ezi Daiski, Dotel Mekim Beliya, She'im Meis, if he dies, Nechasav Leplayni. What's a Matana? A Shtar Matana? Kol Shekasav Boy, Ma'ayoyim Elacham Misa, you get the guf today, and I can't sell it anymore to anybody else, but the Peiris, you'll only get Lachar Misa. I eat the Peiris till the person who's giving the get says that he eats the Peiris, the Shtar Matana, he eats the Peiris, till he dies. So the Gemara says, this is something very strange. Alma iksivim ayom Lachar Misa hudikani vi loy loikani? What are you telling me? The Shtar Matana is only if you do ayom Lachar Misa? Let's say you do the Shtar Matana, the guf and the Peiris today. It's not good. It's for sure good. You're giving everything today. Why shouldn't it be good? Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Hachi Kamer. This is what the Braisa means to say. Eze hi matanis beria. What is a matana of a healthy person? Shehi kematna shchivmara. That has the same legal effect as a matna shchivmara, a person who's about to die, which is the loikani al-lachar misa that will only go into effect after the person dies. Kol shekosev bo ma'ayoyim al-lachar misa. It has to be written in the shtar matana that the guf you get today, but the perish you'll only get al-lachar misa. So then, in effect, you can't have any use of it until after misa, because I kept the perish for myself ad al-lachar misa. The Ritva explains that, of course, there's a little difference between Matnas Bari and Matnas Shchivmara. Matnas Shchivmara, the Guf and the Peiris only go into effect after Misa. Matnas Bari, the Guf, we're saying in this special case, goes to the recipient, and the Peiris are Lachar Misa. The Gemara only wanted to compare that. Bottom line, I can only use the Peiris, la'achar misa. So legabi the Peiris, it's like matna shchivmara. But there is a difference, because matna shchivmara, the whole thing only goes into effect after misa. In this case over here, the guf is going to affect now, it's the use of the Peiris that only go into effect la'achar misa. So now the Gemara says, taima d'lo yomer tnu. The reason we don't give it back is because the no sein hamatana did not say to give it to the recipient. So we don't give it back to the recipient, because maybe the Nisan Matana decided at the last minute that he's not going to give the Shtar Matana. Ho Omar Tznu, but if we found the Shtar Matana and the Nosan Matana said, yes, I gave him the Shtar Matana, he must have lost it, give it back to him. Nisan, we give it to the recipient. Viramino, I'll ask you a question. Motza Daisakois, he found wills. Apoitiki, Rashi and Bava Kamad, Afyud Amid Bey says, the word apoitiki comes from apoi, tehei, koi. It's speaking about, as Rashi says here, a old loan, which was done balpeh, and the malva wants to know where is he going to be able to collect from, and the loiva tells him, you know what, you, the malva, will stand here. On this property, you will be able to collect your chov from this property. That's the meaning of the word apoitikoi, apoi, tehei, koi. You, the malva, will stand here. Or matonis, or star matonis, afo pishishne moidim, even though the noisen and the makabel are both moida, that yes, the noisen gave it to the makabel, lo yachzer lo lezev lezev. We don't give it back in these cases. And now the Gemara is going to focus on the last case of matona. Let's take that for a second. In other words, we have a contradiction here. In our Mishnah, we deduced that if the noisen hamatonis said yes, Tanu, give it to him. I had given it to him before and he lost it. We give it. And here it says, by Matana, Shtar Matana, even though they're both Moida, we don't return it. We have a contradiction. Amar Rabbi Amba Bar Mama, Loi Kasha, as we turn to Yotessa Midbeis, Habibori, Vahabishchiv Mara. Here it's speaking about when it says, Loi Yachshu, you don't give it back to the Makabal. It's speaking about a Shtar Matana of a healthy person. Because there we're worried about fraud. And we'll soon see what the fraud is. The Habishchiv Mara, here where we're not worried about fraud, and we do give it back to the recipient, is speaking about someone who is a Shchiv Mara. As Rashi says, how do we know if it's a Shtar of a healthy person or a Shtar of a Shchiv Mara? Because in a Shtar Matana of a Bori, Rashi says, it does not say, Kidikonir Verami Barise, that this man was doing this when he's lying in a sick bed. Because here it was speaking about a healthy person. And here it's speaking about where it's written in the Shtar that it was given by a Shchivmra, a deathly ill person. A big nafgamina between a Shtar, a Bori, and a Shtar of a Shchivmra is that a Shtar Bori, once you write it and you gave it, you cannot have Charata. By a Shtar Shchivmra, you can have Charata until the moment of death. Because he's only giving it because he thinks he's going to die. If he doesn't die, or if he decides to change his mind to give it to somebody else, by a shtar shchivmer you're allowed to. So now, let's analyze. The Gemara goes here through a lengthy explanation of what the fraud potential could be. Masnisin our Mishnah, Diktani, which learned, not specifically, but through a diak, we were medayik, we deduced, Ha Omar, that if he said Tnu, give it to the recipient, nice, and we give it, and we're not worried about fraud. You know what it's speaking about? B'shchiv mera. It's speaking about a shtar of a shchiv mera. The bar mahadirhu. He's a person who has the legal authority to have charata until the moment that he dies. The amrinan, we say, ma'ikal meimer. What fraud could you be choshish for? Now, you don't want to give it to the recipient because you're worried about a fraud. Which fraud? I'll tell you. Here's the fraud. Maybe the following scenario. Dilma kosva mikor lahai. Maybe he wrote the shtar to Reuven. Ve'im lech v'lo yavin elei. He decided not to give it to Reuven. V'hadar kosva l'inish acharina. Then he wrote it to Shimon. V'yavin elei, and he gave it to him. But now that he gave it to Shimon, hashta koharbe, here comes the fraud. Maybe now he got into a fight with Shimon, and now he has charata me'ahudi yovenale, from the one that he gave it to. So, so now let's see, so we're worried that maybe he's backtracking. What he really gave it to was Shimon. He never gave it to Reuven. But now he's trying to get out of this by saying, it's written to Reuven. Oh yeah, I gave it to him, which he really never did. And now he got angry at Shimon. He wants to get out of that deal with Shimon. So he says he gave it to Reuven. So now the Gemara says, let's analyze. Ibn Matnas Bori Yovale, if he gave it to the second person as a Matnas Bori. In other words, let's say he was sick, deathly ill, and he got cured. He became back a Bori, and he became healthy. And at that moment, when he became healthy, he gave the present to Shimon. So Leslie Pseda, he's not losing anything if Shimon, who's the real recipient as a Matnas Bori, is not losing anything if we're going to give it back to Reuven. We found a shtar of Reuven, a shtar Shchivmera. So we're going to give it back to Reuven. You're going to say Shimon's going to lose. He's not going to lose. The chinafka tarti. If both will go out, basrei sezachi. Who's going to win? The second one, the later one, the one that's written later will win. The ha'hadar be mekamaisa. Because the mere fact that we have a matnas bori being given to Shimon indicates that the Shchiv Merah had charata from that shtar that was given to Reuven. And a Shchiv Merah has a right legally, al pidin, to have charata from what he gave to Reuven. So what's Shimon going to lose if we give back the thing to Reuven? Now, wait a second. You'll tell me, okay, I hear. By Matnas Bori, if the second guy's a Matnas Bori, nothing to worry about. But what about if the second guy is Matnas Shchiv Merah? In other words, there were two Matnas Shchiv Merahs. There was one to Reuven, which he never gave, and now there's one to Shimon, which he gave. He got angry at Shimon, and now he wants to give it to Reuven. So he says, oh yeah, I gave it to Reuven. That's what we're worried about. Ibe Matnas Shchiv Merah, nami yavis na'alei, les bopseida. If he gave it to the second one while he was deathly ill, the second one doesn't lose anything either. Why? De basraisa zachi. Now here, it's a little tricky. Basraisa here does not mean the second one in time. It means the last one. And as what are we afraid of? In the Gemara before, the last one referred to the Matnas Bori that was dated later than the Matnas Shchivmera. And there we said we had no worry about fraud because he has a right to be choyzer from the first matnas shchivmara and give it to the matnas bori that's dated later, and that's the one who's going to win the case. There's nothing wrong if we give it to the shchivmara, to the one who got it from shchivmara. Now we're saying if you're going to give it back to Reuven, and what are you worried about? That maybe there's a shimon, and how did the shimon get it? Matnas bori we already went through. So now what are you worried about? You're worried about maybe another matnas shchivmara. So don't give it back to Reuven because Shimon's going to lose out. Because Shimon, the one who really got it from the Shchivmer was Shimon. Reuven really didn't get it. And now you're going to be giving it back to Reuven. But wait a second. If we're talking about Shchivmera, then Basraisa means if he now decides for whatever reason that he wants to give this to Reuven, he has a right as a Shchivmera to retract from Shimon and give it to Reuven. You're right. Let's say he really made up a story. He never gave it to Reuven. He only gave it to Shimon. But now he got angry at Shimon. But he's a Shchivmera. A Shchivmera can retract till the moment of death. So if he can retract, what are you worried about? I'm going to give it to Reuven. And Reuven's is going to be predated. And so what? So let's say that it wasn't true. He never gave it to Reuven before Shimon. He only gave it to Shimon. But he wants to give it to Reuven now. Does he have a right now to give it to Reuven? Yes. So Basraisa here means the one that's actually going to receive the shtar later, it's maybe dated earlier, but it was given later. He dated one to Reuven, which he never gave. That's the fraud we're worried about. He actually gave it to Shimon, which was dated later. Now we're worried that you're going to give it to Reuven. There's going to be fraud. There's no fraud because Basraisa, he has a right legally to change his mind from Shimon and say, now I want to give it to Reuven. So again, there's no fraud. So Basraisa Zochi, the one who receives it, even though he received it later, it comes out Reuven is predated to Shimon, but it was given to Reuven now after Shimon. But he has a right to change his mind. He decided, I don't want Shimon anymore who got it first. I want to give it to Reuven. So I'm giving it to him now. I have a right to give it to him. So that's why if you're dealing with a Shchivmera, you can return it, because no matter what scenario you're going to figure out, there's no fraud. Here where it says that you don't give it back in the Brisa, not to this one or this one, you don't give it back to the Noisein or the Makabel, because we're worried about some fraud. That's being about a bori, and the din by a bori is once you give a shtar matana to, and you're a healthy person, you are not allowed to have charata. So now we have to worry about fraud. What? Why? Damrinin, we say, dilma kasvel haimekora. Maybe he wrote the first shtar that was found to Reuven. It was dated in Nissen. And he changed his mind, he didn't give it to Reuven. Then he wrote it to Shimon, and he gave it to Shimon. Now he got into a fight with Shimon, and he doesn't want to give it to Shimon anymore. And he says to himself like this, legally, if I was healthy, a bori, I can't have charot, I can't retract. So, ki yavis. I have the following plan. I'm going to tell them that I gave it to Reuven, even though I really didn't. This is a lie. That's what we're worried about. It might be a lie. But if I tell the Bezdin I gave it to Reuven, and v'nahadu na'alei kisva, they're going to give him back the shtar. When the first person who I really didn't give it to, and now Bezdin's going to return it, and he'll take out his shtar, the kodim zachabeyu. He'll be able to show by the date that's written earlier in Nissan, that his shtar matana preceded the other one's shtar matana. This will be a legal way through fraud to be able to do what I want, is not to give it to Shimon and to give it to Reuven. I really never gave it to Reuven. I only gave it to Shimon, but I got into a fight with Shimon, and now I want to give it to Reuven. So I'll tell Bezdin, oh yeah, I had given this to Reuven, he must have lost it. Bezdin will give it back to Reuven. Reuven will pull it out. His date is before the second date. So the Shtar Matana of this field is really belongs to Reuven and not to Shimon. I'll do fraud to get my wishes accomplished. That's what we're afraid of. Ella, therefore, Amrina way, we tell him. We say to this Bori, this healthy person, Anan haik sova lo yavin leila hai. We will not return this to the recipient, Reuven, that you want us to give it back to. Why? It's interesting that the Bezdin here explains to him, they don't just make a dictate, but they explain the reasoning. Because Dilma, Michta, Kasafta, you wrote it to Reuven. But me of lo yahavis nale, you never gave it to Reuven. V'yavis le nishachrina, you gave it to Shimon. V'kohadrit ben, you retracted, you had charata, iloy yavis le nishachrina. So therefore, because of this fraud, we will not give it to Reuven. But maybe what you're saying is true. We have to protect you as well. Iloy yavis le nishachrina. If you didn't give it to Shimon, the cowboy is the tisvola high, and you want that Reuven should get it. We have a very simple solution. Kasev lehashta, write him a shtar matana now. Ksav achrina, another shtar matana. V'yavna le give it. The e yavis leinish achrina. If you have given it to someone else, less bapseda. He's not going to lose. The kodim zachi, because his shtar matana will predate the shtar matana that you're writing today. The shtar matana of Nissen, we're not going to give you because of the fraud possibility. You know what? Today's Adar. Write it today of Adar. So if there is some guy out there that we're not aware of who received the shtar matana in Tishrei, so when he comes to collect, his shtar matana will say Tishrei. The one you're giving now says Adar. So if what you're saying is true, this person has a legal shtar matana, you're giving a matana. If what you're saying is false, and really you had given it to Shimon, and now you're making up a whole story that you gave it to Reuven and Nissen, so then Shimon will be able to bring out his shtar, and he'll show it's Tishrei. The one you're giving today to Reuven is dated Ador. Shimon will win. So therefore, we're not going to do what you want because of fraud possibility. On the other hand, if there is no Shimon out there, Reuven will get the shtar matana now. And if there is a Shimon out there, he'll be able to prove that Tishrei came before Ador, and he gets it, and not the Reuven. Maskila Rav Zvid had a question. What are you telling me the Mishnah is speaking about the Shchiv Merah? That's why you return it. The Braisa Lo Yachzer is speaking about Mishtar Matana, that you don't return it. If you look carefully in the Mishnah and the Braisa, you'll see by both of them it says wills. It's speaking about a Shchiv Merah. And Rashi and Taisus, we'll see it quickly in the second Taisus, ask the question, Vim Toimer, Velichvarth Nami, Vomatanis Ktani. Really, the Gemara could have asked another question. If you look at both the Mishnah and the Braisa, by both it says Shtar Matana. You want to make a chilik, one is speaking about Shchivmra, one is speaking about a Matana of a Bori. Both have, wills of a Shchivmra, and both have Shtar Matana. So Taisa and Rashi give a lengthy explanation of why the Gemara does not ask that question. Ayin Shab. Elo Amar Rav Zvid, continues the Gemara, Rav Zvid says, not the chilik is between Bori and Shchiv Merah, Ha'avah b'Shchiv Merah. They're both speaking of Shchiv Merah, as we have in the Gemara, in the Mishnah and the Braisa, Dice the Kois that are both by Shchiv Merah. V'loi Kasha, Ha'bei v'ha'bebrei. One is speaking about where the Shchiv Merah himself says, give it to the recipient, then we give it back. But the other one where we don't give it back to the recipient is by the son. So now the Gemara explains. Masnisin the Kamer Tznu Noisnin. When the Mishnah, we would deduce that if the Nosein Hamatana said, give it, we give it, that's being about the day. The Bar Mahadiru, as we explained in the Gemara before, the Shchiv Merah is able to have Charata. And now Damrinin, we say, even, what are you worried about? A fraud? Don't be worried about fraud. Because even if he gave it to Shimon, less Bapseda. There's no Pseda to Shimon if we're now going to give it back to Reuven. The Kamo Basra, if you have a Shchiv Merah get shtar to who? To Reuven. And you have a matnas bori. The Gemara is speaking about that case of matnas bori to Shimon. Basra zachi, dohar be mikama. Because we have a rule that until a person dies, he can have charata from a matnas shivmara. So if you have a matnas bori which is dated later than an earlier matnas shivmara, who wins? The matnas bori. Because the matnas bori at a later date itself indicates that the nosen amatana, who used to be a shivmara and now is bori, decided to take it away from Reuven and give it to Shimon. So we have nothing to worry about by giving it back to Reuven. The Gemara is makatzer here and doesn't say the other scenario, what happens if they're both matnas shivmara. That the Gemara Samech, you remember what we learned before, that if they're both matnas shivmara, there's also no problem. Because who will win? Reuven will win, because he has a right to, even though it's not true that he gave it to Reuven originally. He only gave it originally to Shimon. But he has a right now to decide, I don't want to give it to Shimon anymore. I want to give it today to Reuven. And since he's a Shivmara, then Reuven will win. So there's nothing wrong if we're going to give it back to Reuven. There's no fraud. If you're dealing with a Shivmara, whatever scenario you could figure out, there's no problem because he legally has a right to change his mind. Ki katani bebraisa. But when the braisa said, afa pisha shnei moidim, lo yasser lo lezev lo lezev, even though they're both the nosen and the makabel, are both in agreement that the nosen gave it to the makabel, you shouldn't give it back. That's speaking about bebrei, the son of the shivmara. Now we have to worry about fraud. Why? The amrinan, dilma kosav avulahai. Maybe his father gave it to Reuven. Vimlech, and he changed his mind. V'lo yavinalei. Even though it was written in the shtar, he never gave it to Reuven. Ubosar avu, and after his father died, kosav iu, the son wrote it. The son is a bori. He wrote it to another person. The Yavalei gave it to him. The Hashta Kaharbe. Now he got into a fight with Shimon, and he has charata that he gave it to Shimon. Me'ahu sover, and he's saying to himself, Mahadu lemetzin adrinabe. I'm a bori. I yarshin this for my father. I'm a bori. I gave it to Shimon. I'm stuck. How do I get it? And I don't want to give it to Shimon now. I want Reuven to get it. So Amer, you know what? Amer Luhuda, I'll tell the Bezdin, the Abba Yavalei Lahai, oh, you found a star of my father as a Shivmara gave it to Reuven? Yes, he gave it to Reuven. V'nasvalei kasve, so Bezdin will give it to Reuven. V'nezo v'nafik mine, then he will be able to take it out from Shimon. Dehu zachi, because he has now a Shivmara matana, and the father subsequently died. So if the son gave a matana after his father's death, did he have a right to give it? He had no right to give it because the father had given a shivmara. He had given a shivmara, so that was binding. The father did die. So now Reuven wins. And really the father never gave it to Reuven. This is a concocted story by the son who doesn't want to give it to Shimon. And not only that, this gun of Viniflik Badei. He says, you know what, Reuven, if you go along with me with this whole story, we'll split it 50-50. So then we have to worry about a fraud. Hilkach, therefore, Amrinalei. We tell the son, Anan haiksov aloyavinalei lahai. You wanted to go to Reuven, because you said, yes, your father gave it to Reuven, and Reuven must have dropped it. The Dilma Michtav Kasrevua. We tell him the whole thing which we're worried about. Maybe your father originally wrote it to give it to Reuven. But me, Vloyavale, he never gave it to Reuven. Viyavis At, and you gave it Lene Shacharina. You gave it to a Shimon. Viko Hadret Bey. And we don't know the Shimon, but we're worried maybe there is a Shimon. And now, Viko Hadret Bey, you're having Charata. You don't want to give it to Shimon. And therefore, you're making up a whole story that your father gave it, and therefore it's going to go to Reuven, because he got him out to Shimon, and then you'll split it 50-50. We're not giving it back to Reuven. Eli Kushta Kamrat. If you're saying the truth, the Yavalei Avuch, that your father gave it to Reuven, Zil At Hashta Kasle Shtarach Rinna. You yourself go and write another star from today's date. The inami loyavis lehavua. If your father did not really give it, because safte at leni shachrina, and you gave it as a matnas bori to Shimon, and you can't get out of it, les ba pseida. There's no pseida if you now will write a shtar matana to Reuven. The kamo basra, kame zachi. We're worried you made a shtar matana in Nisan. And now in Tishrei, we're telling you now, write today's date, in Tishrei. So who's going to win? If there's a Shimon out there, when he brings your shtar matana of Nisan, he's going to win. So in other words, we're protecting ourselves from fraud. On the other hand, if you really gave it to, if your story is true, and your father gave it to Reuven, then you write the Shtar Matana to Reuven now. So he got it. If Shimon never appears, then Reuven got the Matana. If Shimon appears on the scene, then we know your whole story of the Shtar, of the thing was a fraud. You were just trying to get it out of Shimon and give it to Reuven. You made up a story that your father gave the shtar to Shchiv Merah to Reuven, and now when it will be a Shaila, so now we're not going to give the shtar Shchiv Merah back to Reuven, right? Now there's going to be two shtar matanas, one to Shimon dated Tishrei, and one to Reuven dated Ador. Who's going to win? The first shtar matana that you gave. So all that Beis Din will in the future have to reckon with is two shtar matanas. One from a bori written in Tishrei, one from a bori written in Ador. The bori of Tishrei will win. So we know that we protected Shimon if he's out there. If there is no Shimon, then Reuven gets it through his shtar matana. But we're not going to return the matna shchiv merah because that could cause a detriment to Shimon if he's out there, because then Reuven will win. So that's how Beis Din protects itself in this situation.